What can everybody is lined up and used in words today?
That's been something I can't get done before we went away on the holiday. Should we pray briefly and say, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can meet the name of Jesus, that we can meet the body of believers to celebrate you, to celebrate a glorious day, one with sunshine, and that we know salvation through what Jesus did on the cross. So we want to lift the name of Jesus on the high. So we're going to start with our first song, which is Jesus is the name we honor. We will glorify his name. Leave there with me as I get to the volume by without the stand, if you want.
Jesus is the name we honor. Jesus is the name we praise. Jesus is Jesus is the name we trust. Jesus is the name we trust. Jesus is our Lord. We will glorify. We will
go straight on in terms of the right number of pages. And we have, I'm not sure if it's actually by special request, but we have some old ones. Great is my Savior, and is God my Father.
Thank you. Faithfulness. Morning by morning,
May we come to the Lord this morning in prayer with thankfulness on our minds and in our hearts. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we thank you for your care. We thank you for all that makes the earth our home. We thank you for other men and women whose labors and skills help us. We thank you for the institutions of society which provide for our needs and for our security. We thank you for the families and love partners, the parents, the children. We thank you for the concern of interest of those who anticipate our needs and provide for our well-being. We thank you for the loyalty of friends and those who encourage and sustain us by their words and by their example. We thank you for work. We thank you for leisure, for hobbies and sport. We thank you for literature, music, and art. We thank you for radio and television and those other channels by which we receive the treasury of others' thoughts. We thank you, Lord, for the Christian church with its opportunities, friendship, service, and worship. We thank you for the communion of saints, for the word of life. We thank you for Jesus, our Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit and his presence, who is ever able to guide and enable us. We thank you, Lord, for the Christian hope of life eternal. And so as we serve you in this life, Lord, we pray that we will one day be with you in glory. So finally, we thank you for your loving care. And all this we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you all for prayers for Jenny. She was doing so well. So well. She walked in all around London the other day with her family. So all she's got is got a lot of strength in her hands, but she just comes back and everything is just wonderful. But thank you for your prayers anyway. Didn't want to forget to say thank you.
Thank you.
We draw into worship for the continuing being light of the world, looking at how Jesus laid aside his majesty and came into this world. He gave up everything. I think with Bruce's message, we are called to serve, we are called to give what we've been given back to God. So, light of the world.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness, open my eyes and give me sleep. You take that man, it's hard to endure. Open all the lights and breathe.
Now over to Brian.
By the reading of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, Isaiah's commission. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. And the two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of the voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and live among people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. He said, Go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding, be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people callous, make their eyes dull, and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn and be healed. Then I said, For how long, Lord? And he answered, Until the cities lie ruined and the wagon habitats, until the houses are left deserted, the fields ruined and ravaged, until the Lord has sent everyone far away and the land is utterly forsaken. Though a tent remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. For as the terebinth and oak leaves stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be stumped in the land. Amen.
Appropriately, we call by the Lord between the sky with the chorus. Hear, my Lord, is it I, Lord? I've heard your calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me, will hold your people in my heart.
I am not going to see and stop. I am not going to dwell in the city. I am not going to say. I will gain the right to see my world together. Shall I
Before we come to the message this morning, I want us to come back to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, help us that we might be willing to serve you in any way that you should choose. We have sung, "Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. O Lord, we give ourselves to you and are willing to serve you in any way that you call us so to do. And Lord, whilst we're in prayer, we want to remember people who would be with us, but for many reasons are not able to join us. We pray for Stuart. Lord, we ask that you would be his close companion. We ask that you would keep him safe, especially while Jean is not with him. Lord, be all that he requires, we earnestly pray. We also pray, Lord, for those that are not here. We pray for Richard. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Robert. Keep them safe, Lord, while they are away, and bring them back to us safely. And Lord, would you be with us? Would you be with our family and friends? And as we have been reminded this morning, we want to thank you for answered prayer for Jenny. But Lord, we know that you always answer our prayer. And we want to praise you, and we want to give you and you alone the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Title to the message, What Isaiah Experienced. And the text that I've got for you may surprise you. It doesn't come from Isaiah, but here it is. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus said, All authority from heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. And you should know why we have that text. I think the songs we've been singing probably partly give us the answer. The call that Isaiah saw was a call to serve his Lord. And again, in Matthew, we have the call that Jesus gave to his disciples and to all who would follow him in the future. And that, of course, is us. Right, so, number one, Isaiah saw the Lord. Verses 1-4 in Isaiah chapter 6. It is possible that Isaiah was in the temple when this marvelous event occurred. The temple referred to in verse 1 is the heavenly temple. It's not Solomon's temple. King Uzziah died in 740 BC, and he was one of Judah's greatest leaders, even though in his later years he was disciplined for disobeying God, as we read in Chronicles. You know, although the kings will lose their thrones when they leave this earth, the greatest king will be seated on the heavenly throne, which according to John 12, verse 41, was of course the Lord Jesus Christ. That was who Isaiah saw. He saw the seraphs who were calling, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Now, for the young Isaiah, the outlook was bleak. His beloved king had died. His nation was in peril, and he could do very little about it. Someone once said, when the outlook is bleak, try the uplook. The outlook for Isaiah was bleak, but the uplook was glorious. God was still, of course, on the throne and reigning over the universe as sovereign. Verses 5 to 7, Isaiah not only saw the Lord, he saw himself. The sight of the holy God and the sound of worship that he heard brought great conviction to Isaiah's heart. And he confessed that he was a sinner, one with unclean lips and an unclean heart. Isaiah cried out to be cleansed inwardly. And we know God, of course, met his need. Isaiah's experience must remind us that before, my friends, this is important, before we can minister to others, we must let God, we must permit him to minister to us. And then number 3, verse 8. Isaiah said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I said, here I am. Send me." You know, we must learn from this and never underestimate what God can do with one willing worker, what God can do with you, what God can do with me. Never underestimate. There is a far greater need today for laborers in God's harvest. There's a great need for disciples, for ambassadors, for servants. In other words, for believers who are willing to let themselves be used in God's service. In other words, there's tremendous opportunities. Yes, there are. There's loads of opportunities for sharing the gospel with a lost world. And so the question would be, will we be one of God's willing volunteers? Then I come to number 4, which is verses 9 to 13. Isaiah saw a lot of blindness. You could say that the Lord did not give Isaiah much encouragement. But God does not deliberately make sinners blind, deaf, and hard-hearted. But the more people resist God's truth, the less able are they to receive God's truth. But like Isaiah, we are still to proclaim the word of God, no matter how people respond. You know, if we just seem to be, you know, talking to a brick wall, as we might say, we shouldn't give up. We mustn't give up. But like Isaiah, we are to proclaim the word no matter how people respond. Because the ministry, you see, is not an outward success, but it is faithfulness to the Lord. So even if we find that we're not getting anywhere, by doing what we're doing, we're still being faithful to God. That is, by being a volunteer in God's service, and that can be used, as we know, in many ways. Isaiah was told that his ministry would end in seeming failure, with the land ruined and the people taken off to exile. But a remnant would survive, and that would result in greater fruit in the future. You know, it's true, isn't it, in today's discipleship. Sometimes, you know, we can really work hard on trying to show people that, you know, we love God and that we serve him. We talk about him, and yet it can seem to get nowhere. And this often is seen when it's a member, perhaps, of our own families who don't want to know God, don't seem to care. But, you know, we may be the person that plants the seed, if I can put it like that, but won't see the fruitfulness. But there will be fruit. God will answer as he always did. Yes, a remnant would survive. Isaiah needed a long-range perspective on his ministry. Otherwise, he would feel like he was accomplishing nothing at all. Perhaps we feel like that sometimes. I've got some people who I love dearly, some of whom didn't know the Lord, didn't want to know, but through sharing what I believe, what we believe, we saw some come immediately to God. We saw them claim Jesus as his Savior. Yeah, that was great. But, I have a grandson. He insists, I always call him grandson. He's not by blood of the family, but he's always been grandson since he was born. His name is Liam. He used to come to church and used to come to Salem in London. And we were having quite a lot of baptisms. The message was being preached. And would you believe it? When I changed for baptism, and Neil was also with me in helping me with the baptisms. When I, after the baptisms had taken place, I went into the vestry to change. And I know this might seem silly, but Neil and I were having a competition who could get back into the church first. And this Liam was there in my vestry, ready with all the stuff to make sure that I was out there. Bless his heart. But one day, much later, when Neil was in his first ministry and we went up to the service, and something in the service happened that Liam turned around and said, "What does that mean?" And the lady behind him tapped him, "Don't speak in church." I don't think he's been in church since. Well, yes, he has, because he's been to some special occasions. He doesn't accept God, I love him dearly. It may be that he will come to the Lord when I'm already with the Lord. I may not see the fruit of what I desire so much. But what I desire and what I must desire is not that I may know, but that God may know that he comes to him, whether it's in my time or not. So we must never get discouraged, but we must continue. The said Liam does live with us now, and he helps us in various ways. And he often wants, like Graham, to give me a hug, but he still doesn't know the Lord. He's had a variety of young friends, including his best friend, who've committed suicide, and he is suffering from a mental illness. And we pray for him. And I tell him we pray for him. He accepts that. He knows I'm not going to stop. But we must not give up. That is what this is all about. So what is God saying? Go and tell. That is God's command to us. And he is waiting for us to reply, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." And may it be to his glory and his glory alone. Thank you.
There are verses on hymns appropriate to just about every message. And we have to have new pain, have up this way. He called us now to follow him. Bring our lives to pay the offering in the midst of his worship to the King, who came to serve us, to save us by dying on it.
So let's commit ourselves.
And you came, Father, speaking, and took our world to glory, how to be servant to servant. And in your life, let me be. Since our God has served him, he calls us now to follow him. To bring our love, to bring the offering of worship to the servant. Let us speak, He calls us now to follow him, to bring our life that the day
Can I just say a word before we have the next song, please? One is perhaps a warning, and that is that when we are trying our very best to share with someone, especially that we might love, to share with them the truth of the gospel, we need to be very careful that they begin to, I won't say worship, but that they begin to want us for everything. We are not replacing God. So it's nice to have someone who loves us, but they're not to be a hero in the sense that Jesus is. And following that, what did Isaiah see? Well, what he saw was not the king that he just lost, but he saw that there was coming a king of kings. He saw Jesus. We've had a coronation in our country. We've received a new king. But friends, there is only one king of kings. And that is Jesus, our Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
All is well. unto his own, his unfailing grace. So let God did not give and glorified for Jesus the King. His King, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Worship his majesty. To Jesus be glory, honor, majesty. Give the one power to worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of
Right, let us join together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us soul evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring it on.
From show.